I now give the floor to His Excellency Alan Adiradalev, Minister of Foreign Affairs of Kazakhstan.
Уважаемый господин председатель,
Mr. President, Mr. Secretary General, Your Excellencies. First of all, allow me to congratulate His Excellency, Mr. Sam Kutesa, upon his election as the President of the 69th session of the United Nations General Assembly, and of course to wish him every success in carrying out this very important mission. It's also a great pleasure for me to express my gratitude to His Excellency, Mr. John Ash, for his very successful and fruitful guidance of the previous session of the General Assembly of the United Nations. Mr. President, the current situation throughout the world vividly demonstrates that the ongoing instability, increasing disputes between leading world powers, as well as the absence of a clear and comprehensible vision regarding a future world order, has become part of our everyday life. Wars, conflicts, the disinclination to listen to one another and unilateral actions are pushing the international community ever closer to the precipice. Such developments undermine our efforts to work together effectively in addressing modern challenges and threats. It's no surprise that various terrorist and extremist groups are quite cunningly taking advantage of the present political vacuum and fierce opposition between world and regional powers in order to not only insinuate and state their presence, but also to show their ability to directly influence the situation around the world. For this reason, the role of the United Nations as a platform for comprehensive dialogue is becoming ever more important. Kyrgyzstan has consistently advocated the further strengthening of the central coordinating role of the United Nations in international affairs to maintain peace, security, and stability, to promote common, sustainable, and constructive development, and encouraging broad international cooperation. We believe that the ongoing and emerging new sources of global instability require strengthening of the United Nations' role in every possible way. The relevance of political and diplomatic conflict resolution is reconfirmed by the situation in Afghanistan, in the Sahel, in East and West Africa, in Ukraine and Syria. In order to overcome the threats and challenges to peace, prosperity and creative development, we should firmly and in a resolved way move forward by uniting our efforts, those of the entire international community. Kyrgyzstan expresses its full readiness for such a constructive and effective international cooperation. Against a backdrop of such a negative global political development, the further strengthening of human rights principles and of the rule of law based on constructive approaches and cooperation are becoming all the more relevant. For Kyrgyzstan, these principles are an integral part of political development. The upcoming parliamentary and presidential elections in Kyrgyzstan in 2015 and 2017 will serve as an important step in strengthening the democratic foundations of our country. We hope that the international community will provide effective assistance to Kyrgyzstan in implementing this far-reaching objective. In line with our commitment to democratic principles and the desire to make our further contribution to the dialogue on global democracy, Kyrgyzstan announced its candidacy for the Human Rights Council for the period 2016 to 2018, and we count on your support for this. Ladies and gentlemen, the modern world is undergoing a very difficult period, one which is marked by increasing instability, both regional and international. All nations, regardless of their geographical location, face similar security challenges. Our region, in this respect, is not exceptional. It's obvious that the most serious external challenge to Central Asia remains a situation of Afghanistan, as well as the threats of terrorism extremism and drug trafficking emanating from this country. As in the past, the problems of illegal drug trafficking appears one of the key problems of the entire region as a direct consequence of the situation in Afghanistan. We're especially alarmed by the continuing strong link between terrorism and illegal Afghan drugs, which undermine the achievements of security in Afghanistan, as well as the ability to provide law and order throughout the country. In this regard, it is necessary to, through pooled efforts with the United Nations, promote the security and stability of Afghanistan. In order to effectively curb these threats, we call for a more proactive international contribution in order to strengthen the capacity of regional law enforcement agencies and to promote regional cooperation. We attach special importance to the Istanbul process as an important dialogue in improving regional cooperation on Afghan issues. We count on the active participation of all parties in achieving practical results. And of course, we hope that the establishment of a new government in Afghanistan by Dr. Ashraf Ghani and Dr. Abdullah Abdullah will serve as a starting point for the further stabilization in this now war-weary country. It appears that another important factor of regional instability is the unresolved border issue in Central Asia. Undoubtedly, a successful solution is quite clearly in the best interest of all the states in the region. The solution would greatly contribute to the enhancement of the regional transit potential of our countries, the development of cross-border infrastructure, the improvement of the economic situation, as well as a decrease of social tension in the region. In this regard, I would like to call on all Central Asian states to back the recent initiative of the President of Kyrgyzstan, Almazbek Atambayev, during the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Dushanbe. I'm referring to the initiative on the development and subsequent signing of bilateral agreements on confidence building concerning borders. I'm confident that the successful implementation of this initiative will let us make a historic step in the development of regional economic and trade relations, as well, of course, as jointly maintaining regional stability. Amid the turmoil which has been sweeping through the Middle East, it's especially important to focus our attention on the issue of Israel-Palestine and the peace process, which we believe is the major destabilizing factor in the region as well as around the world. The use of force leads only to further bloodshed, further destruction, and even more hatred, and doesn't solve problems. In order to revive mutual trust, it is necessary to resolve the conflict exclusively by political and diplomatic means on the basis of relevant UN Security Council resolutions. Mr. President, the current topic of our general debate, presentation and implementation of the transformative development agenda beyond 2015, is both timely and relevant. Next year, during the 70th anniversary session of the General Assembly, we need to formulate and adopt new goals for the next 15 years. The evolving situation today illustrates that many countries, including Kyrgyzstan, are unlikely to achieve all the objectives proposed in the Millennium Declaration and the Millennium Development Goals for the next year. We believe that the goals not achieved should be refined in the light of gained experience, and they should find proper reflection in the post-2015 Goals for Sustainable Development. We advocate including countries with special development needs into the post-2015 agenda. Kyrgyzstan falls into this category. Our country is a developing, landlocked, and mountainous state that is highly vulnerable to climate change. As is well known, extreme poverty in Kyrgyzstan has many reasons. First and foremost amongst them, a disadvantageous geographical position. More than 70% of our territory is mountainous. The country lies 5,000 meters above sea level, the whole of our country, with approximately one-third of its total area lying 400 meters above the sea level. Such states are characterized by remoteness, inaccessibility, informational isolation, severe geoclimatic conditions, and, of course, high cost of life. For Kyrgyzstan, the absence of access to the sea is yet another factor which has a restrictive effect on economic development. Remoteness from major international transport networks and high transportation costs hinder the development of multi-vector and diversified international economic relations and the implementation of the, in the country of large-scale investment projects. We believe that the establishment of an international development fund to provide support and assistance for the economies of developing landlocked countries would contribute to their sustainable economic development. This is especially important in the run-up to the second United Nations Conference on Developing Landlocked Countries in Vienna, where a planned new program of action for the next decade should be adopted. Mr. President, 2015 will be a landmark year for the entire world community. In addition to the adoption of the post-2015 agenda, we anticipate the adoption of an international and legally binding instrument on climate change. On the 23rd of September, on the margins of the General Assembly, we had the United Nations Summit on Climate Change, where states outlined their vision for the solution and adaptation, as well as the mitigation of climate change. For Kyrgyzstan, as for our mountainous countries whose ecosystems are highly systemic to climate change, these issues are of priority importance as part of our national agenda. The rapid melting of glaciers, rising temperature, land degradation, landslides, mud flows, and floods cause significant economic damage and serve as vivid reminders of mountain ecosystem vulnerability. According to various forecasts, in 2025, the ice cover of glaciers in Kyrgyzstan could be reduced by 40% on average, with a one-third reduction of region supplied by the rivers in the region. In this respect, and realizing the clear interconnection amongst the environment, climate change, and sustainable development goals, we also believe that it is necessary to adequately and justly reflect the interests of vulnerable countries on further global actions. While speaking of Central Asian regional problems, I consider it necessary to note that the key factor for prosperity amidst some global challenges such as the change of the climate, the threat of an energy crisis, and population growth, to a large extent, lies with water resources. In this regard, our fundamental position is that water resources and energy are inseparable. It's important to understand that the development of hydropower is an essential prerequisite for sustainable development. This is fully in keeping with the initiative of the United Nations Secretary General, according to whom the period between 2014 and 2024 have been announced as or titled as the Decade of Sustainable Energy for All. It is clear that access to modern, affordable, and environmentally friendly energy services in developing states is essential in order to achieve global development goals, including those contained in the Millennium Declaration. There is no doubt that the problem of affordable energy should find worthy reflection in the United Nations' new global program for the post-2015 period. Serious problems in Central Asia are the recultivation and restoration of uranium tailings located in Kyrgyzstan. Most of the tailings are concentrated in the densely populated areas of the country, and after the closure of industrial enterprises and production facilities, their condition has deteriorated over the last decade. Moreover, many of the tailings are exposed to the threat of landslides and floods, as they are located in seismically active regions near the coast of the major transboundary rivers in Central Asia. Despite the efforts made by the government of Kyrgyzstan at a national level in this field, and the support from international programs and projects, serious social, economic, and environmental problems remain. Regarding these, I would like to call upon the international community to step up its assistance to Kyrgyzstan in solving the problems of radioactive and toxic waste for the full rehabilitation of the contaminated territories. Within the framework of the resolution adopted at the UN General Assembly, I'm referring to the resolution on the role of the international community in prevention of the radiation threat in Central Asia. Mr. President, by way of conclusion, I would like to emphasize that no one nation can solve all the challenges it faces alone. and maintain sustainable development. Without coordinated efforts by the whole of the international community, it will not be possible to achieve the goals of sustainable development and the establishment of a global order. And in this respect, I want to assure you that Kyrgyzstan, within the framework of this partnership with the United Nations, stands ready to make its contributions to the search for new opportunities to solve the complex challenges of today, as well as to contribute to strengthening stability and peace throughout the world. I thank you.
I thank the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Kyrgyzstan for his statement.